everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, as always, Gary Fox. Today, we're talking about preventative medicine and longevity, living longer and living better. I've been on my own journey with this. Any long-term listeners will know that. I'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to say a quick shout out to my partner, Sage. If you join Sage right now, you get 3 months free. Here's a little bit more info. Working smarter is the key to success as an entrepreneur in 2022. That is why I've partnered with Sage. Sage is the trusted global provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to help small and medium businesses like me and you thrive. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. Okay, before we kick off into this week's episode, I am going to be hiring in the next probably 2 to 4 weeks. I'm going to be hiring someone to help me with the pod. The pod is growing hugely, and thanks to things like my partnership with Sage, I'm able to now focus on the long-term growth of the pod, exploring new things, doing live events, doing live podcasts, all sorts of cool stuff like that, and generally making the pod better for you guys. So I'm going to be hiring someone to help me with that. So if you are interested in working with me on the pod, I will have a job listing up in the next couple of weeks. But if you want to be keen and reach out now, why not? Get a jump on everybody else. So today I'm going to talk about preventative and longevity medicine. This is an area I am fascinated in. I took a little bit of a deep dive into this during COVID for many different reasons. If you're a long-term listener, you'll know I went to a doctor who specializes in preventative medicine and longevity, so living longer and living better. And what that was spurred on was, well, I kind of went with the aim of like him telling me that I'm the best boy ever and I'm really healthy and I'm just a freak of nature. And in reality, it was much different. I discovered a couple of underlying health problems. I discovered one thing that needed kind of immediate treatment. So I had an irregular heartbeat, which I didn't know about. So I had to go into the Black Rock Clinic and get that checked out. It was all good. And I'm now a year into my journey with him, and it's been transformative for my health and how I think about myself and taking charge of my own health. And I think I'm extremely bullish on this area. I am super, super bullish. So if you are looking for ideas in a new area, go down this rabbit hole because it is fascinating. And it's only on step zero. I think we have a million ways to go before we get anywhere near where this is going to go. So I think this is going to be one of the biggest areas of focus in the next 5 to 10 years. I think people are suddenly waking up to the fact that they need to take charge of their own health and not wait to go to the doctor when you're sick. That's a very, I'm going to say it's an Irish thing, but it's a very human thing. We put things off, even if there's an underlying problem that we know about, we kind of put it off until it's at a stage where you really can't avoid it. And the whole process is a bit grim, being honest. Going to the doctor is a bit of a grim process. You're sitting there with a load of people and they're sick, and it's a depressing waiting room with 6-month-old copies of Hello and Woman's Way. And it's just all a bit grim. So today I'm going to list out a couple of businesses that I found that are super interesting, that are transforming how business is done in the healthcare space, and the models that I think are really going to work in the next 5 to 10 years. You see this happening right now across Ireland with Sisu, the chain who do cosmetic procedures. They're a doctor-led cosmetics procedures clinic, and they are exploding in popularity. It's been rolled out by Pat Phelan, the entrepreneur, and he knows what he's doing. They have it on lock, as the kids would say. It's exploding everywhere. They're now gone to the UK, they've gone to the States, they're going global. This kind of model, I think, can work in the healthcare space as well. Chains, not necessarily chains, but places you can go that are clinics, but not in the traditional sense. So the first one I want to talk about is probably the most interesting one. It's called the Lanby, L-A-N-B-Y. If you want to check it out, it's thelanby.com. They're only in the US right now. But what they're building themselves as, a members club reimagining primary care. Discover what it feels like when health meets hospitality. And it's a very slick website. But what it is that you're paying a membership. You're paying a $3,000 membership fee, which is extremely high when you think about it. But then again, if you're paying private health insurance, that's pretty chunky as well. And what that is, it gives you an unlimited access to a care team who are looking to replace your current primary care, so replacing your doctor. But more importantly, they're taking a holistic view on things. What that means is they're looking at the root cause, not the I have the sniffles. Not when you're going in and you're like, oh, I fell, I think I broke my arm. These guys are going back to step one. And this is what I did last year with my doctor. going back to step one, doing a full blood workup, working on everything at the root cause of everything. So getting a base layer of where you are. I think we'll look back in 10 years time, 15 years time and go, that was bonkers. It's kind of like Google Maps now, right? How the hell do we get anywhere before Google Maps? I think we'll be the same with our health. We'll be like, so we walked around not knowing anything that was going on in our bodies and we just accepted it. And I've talked about this a little bit more on the pod. I think there's a number of different things happening now that's going to propel this industry forward 50 years. Wearables are a huge one. So you now have a fairly good idea of how you're getting on. They're not very accurate, but they're better than nothing, right? So if you got your Whoop or your Hour Ring or your Fitbit, you're now kind of, that's the first step to taking charge of your own health, to going, okay, I'm sleeping okay, or I'm not. You know, they're positive reinforcement. So I wear my Whoop every day, and it's not magic. People are like, oh, is it good? Is it good? Yeah, it's good, but it's not magic. As in, it doesn't help you sleep better. But what it does is it makes you more conscious, and it makes you more aware of your health and aware of the habits. It's like anything. The habits and the consistent actions you do lead to long-term health or long-term ill health. Report in the papers today that Ireland is now the second most obese country in Europe. That's pretty grim. It's a huge opportunity in the fact that, okay, there's now mass opportunities for businesses there to cater to that need. But it's also pretty grim in the fact that clearly junk food, sedentary lifestyle, sitting down all the time, there's a huge gap opening up between, it's kind of like the haves and have-nots of the world. So people who are either really into their health or people who really aren't. And there's a whole other list of issues there we won't go into in terms of wealth inequality and food inequality and things like that. But going back to our primary point about taking charge of your health, I believe people will suddenly realize that you have to become the CEO of your health. Doctors are fallible. Doctors make mistakes just like everyone else. We all make mistakes. But I think when you look back over kind of the last 20, 30 years, there were certain industries and certain figureheads that were just, their word was taken as gospel. It used to be the clergy, used to be the government, used to be media. They have all now crumbled. And I think while doctors won't crumble, I think it'll become more accepted to question things and more accepted to get a second opinion and more accepted to go, well, I'm actually taking charge of this and I've got two or three different people that I go to for different areas of my health. I think there's a massive opportunity there to roll all that together in a private clinic style, not in terms of the BlackRock clinic, in terms of you go in, you skip the queue for private healthcare. What I'm talking about is you pay your $3,000 to $5,000 a year and you go in and you have a private clinic that accesses you that essentially is in charge of your health. What'll happen is eventually, I think your wearables will be tracked into someone who looks after your health on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. They monitor your vitals, they monitor everything that's going on with you. And look, this isn't going to be for everybody, but I think there'll be a subset of the community and of the world that will go, yeah, I'm willing to pay a premium for high-level care that can prevent things happening, can prevent problems, small problems becoming big problems, identify high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, you know, heart murmurs, things like that, that are we're all walking around with, but we're kind of just only going to the doctor when things become a problem. So things like the Lanby are very, very interesting. They're all at the early stages. So there, I think in New York, there's an element of we're now getting comfortable with sharing our data and sharing, you know, our medical data. I took part recently in a trial with a doctor who is trying to develop a system for managing your own healthcare records. Because when you think about it, it kind of makes no sense. Your healthcare records are kind of all over the place. You know, your dentist has some, your doctor has some, your physio has some. You know, depending on who you're going to, your medical records can be two or three or four different places. You know, a certain hospital might have some. You might have got a certain procedure done in one hospital and then something else done somewhere else. And they're all disparate and they're all spread out and they're all kind of secure, but not really, when you see the hack that happened with the HSE a couple of years ago. So I think people are going to take more charge and more control over their own records and be able to pull up an app on your phone going, here's my full medical history. Here's everything I've had done. Here's all the blood tests. Here's my blood test from the last month. Because if you're not getting blood tests, really, you don't really know what's going on in your body. So I think industries like this the Lanby. So we kind of got comfortable with this through doing those DNA tests like 23andMe. There's other ones like Thriva, Thriva.co. You can do blood tests. They'll send you send them away. They give you health insights, actual support, and GP advice. I'm less bullish on those. I think they're a stepping off point. I think they're things whereby, you know, we're kind of good. We've got intentions, but then when it comes to it, do we act on the thing? I think where it's really going to, rubber's going to meet road when you've committed to paying a healthy chunk of money for someone who's going to actively manage you, because we're all pretty lazy when it comes to it. We're all pretty, we kind of ignore the elephant in the room. You know, we all know we should eat more, eat better. We all know we should move a bit more. But unless someone is actually taking charge of that and you've committed to paying a good chunk of money, I think things like Thriva, where you send off your blood test results, there's another one in the States called parsleyhealth.com. They're kind of a hybrid between Thriva and the Lanby. You can get blood tests done, you can send them in, and then they'll describe you a treatment plan. There's personalized vitamin companies now whereby, again, blood tests done, and then they can send you out personalized vitamins every month. They're all fine. I think they're a stepping off point, but I think where it really comes to matter is that you will have a personal physician, a personal doctor who will be in charge of your health, and they will tie in with everything else you're doing. So if you're tied into like a health club and you're tied into, you know, a dentist, and they all work in together for your holistic view. So that's kind of my thesis for today, that preventative and longevity medicine is going to be one of the biggest growth industries we've ever seen. And I think medical industry as it is will change completely. You're starting to see that with the BHI and the Leia clinics, whereby you can go to the clinics if you're a member. I think it's going to be like that, except on steroids. If you are working in this area, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're doing. I'd love to hear what you're working on. And I think there's going to be a massive amount of investment coming towards this industry. So I'd like to be a part of that. So if that's you, get in touch, mrgaryfox.com. If not, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Let me know what you think. Let me know, are you involved in anything like this? Are you doing preventive medicine? Are you doing kind of cool things that are on the edge? I'd love to know. I always want to hear about new ideas. I will see you back here on Thursday. We have a deep dive interview with Peggy Crowley, the founder of Ground Wellbeing. Again, ties into exactly what we're talking about. Peggy is an absolute fantastic entrepreneur. This is an example of a lifetime's work crystallizing into an incredible business. She also has one of the coolest job descriptions I've ever heard. Before starting Ground, she was a 5-star spa consultant. I'll leave you with that teaser. I'll see you back here on Thursday for my chat with Peggy. As I said, get in touch. Let me know what you thought about the episode and let me know what feedback you have. I'll see you here on Thursday.